Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. We got our good friend Philippa Games back on the show. Philippa is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 13 years now. As a member of our Brain Trust, she's the author of 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins. She is a pioneer in the internet industry. It's many of the protocols, many of the practices, that best practices that you've been using for years. She was part of the team that helped put those together to sort of create some kind of order, some kind of protocol for our work online. And so she's got a lot of content, but she also has a lot of context. She's our good friend, Philippa Gaines. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. You don't mind me calling you a pioneer, do you?
But, you know, we should remind listeners that the foreword to my book was written by your good self.
Oh, well, I was glad to do that. But back to my pioneer thing. You know, I've got a lot of friends who are internet pioneers, but they're not even 40 yet. So, like you started when you were kids. Hey, right. Philippa, one of the things that I know you've got on your radar screen that you're concerned about is what you call the changing face of search. Now, you know, search is an interesting dynamic in our business world today, because it's a utility when we need something, but it's also a map to our business from people who need things that we sell. But sometimes that map can get interrupted, can it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Google is they're the 800-pound gorilla. You got others coming behind them. You got Microsoft's product and Yahoo and all that. But Google's the big one, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought it might be interesting just to review some of the things that are happening that Google's doing. I mean, some of it is actually quite interesting. They've got a beta testing. I don't know if you may have seen this. A new kind of more knowledge-based search results page, which looks at your keywords and says, well, what might they actually want? And so, for example, if you search for Apple, you know that old thing where you search for Apple and Google's got to figure out, are you looking for the computer company or are you looking for a fruit?
Uh-huh.
Right? And so they're going to look at, like, who you are, what your search history is, what you typically look for, and go, okay, she's a techie, so she's probably looking for the computer company.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll get those results. But then on the side of the screen, you'll also get a picture of a shiny, round, green object saying,
mm-hmm,
are you actually looking for the fruit? What it also is doing these days is producing, by the way, if you're interested in this, you might be interested in this, kind of like, you know, when you go shopping
Amazon.
At Amazon.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many of these screens. I saw them for a little while. I had some screenshots in the course that I recently taught that we were talking about. But it's an interesting concept. So they're really looking at the context of who you are and what.
And are they basing that context on what you've searched for in the past, or do they know other things about what you do online?
You know, that's one of those complicated questions that I'm not sure that anybody totally knows. I mean, obviously, they always say that your search history is private to you. If you're logged into Google Plus,
yeah,
then they've got access to all of the things that you're doing across all your Google accounts.
Whether you're searching through Google or just going to a website.
Right. And what's interesting is that they've announced that shortly, if you're logged into Google Plus and you have a Gmail account,
mm-hmm,
when you do searches, they're also going to search your mail, your email.
Oh.
So, which could be helpful, you know, like you could be saying, doing a search, and it can say, well, you know, your friend so-and-so wrote you about that the other day. You
know,
it sounds like you don't like this.
One of my grandsons once said, that's a little queepy.
Well, It's going to be the Gmail that, you know, you have stored on their server, obviously. But, yeah. You know, it all gets indexed anyway, because that gets indexed so that they can show you contextual ads and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're really looking at this kind of balance between them, you being able to get more and more personalized information and the privacy that you have to give out for that to happen.
Yeah. That's one of the things that we talked about years ago. You and I probably talked about it. Jonathan Zook and I talked about this 12, 13, 14 years ago. That the more convenience you get, the more power that you have, the more information that you get at a convenient and relevant in a relevant way is not going to come to you without some price to pay. Mm-hmm. And that price is your privacy, isn't it?
Yep.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Give us your website quickly, Philippa.
It's www.websitesthatwin.com.
Websitesthatwin.com. Philippa and I will be right back. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.